Good morning. As Pastor John said, my name's Cliff Cleaver, and my partner sitting alongside of me is my wife of going on 47 years, Nancy. Yeah, she deserves that more than I do because she's been putting up with me. Let me tell you. Again, my name's Cliff Cleaver. I like to go by Cliff, but I'm looking at these folks over here on the left, and I've been called Mr. Cliff for a long time, and I tell you what, I really like that because of being involved with the GAC and young folks. Anyway, I'm here to share a story, but I think I'd like to say more of a journey. At the end of June last year, 2016, I was able to retire. And for me, that's great. Yay. What a great feeling. But people, probably the first question people ask is, what are you going to do now? My first answer to that is, not get up at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, I like that. Not at 4:30 in the morning. But as I think of the question, I look at retirement as chapters in a book, in my book, that have not been started yet. But now I get to start new chapters or new adventures or new journeys. But right now I'd like to talk about a different journey, my faith journey. Nancy and I grew up in a traditional church setting where there were not many options to grow. Once you became a member, all that really required in our prior church settings were going to a few classes when you were in ninth grade in high school, and you stood up in front of the congregation, you read from a piece of paper, and you were a member. It seemed to be more important in that setting that you were concerned about what was happening in the building, that the walls were painted, that things were nice and neat, and it seemed like you were more concerned about inside the church than being concerned about the people inside and outside and what was going on in the world. It took Nancy and I a while, but it became so apparent to us the church was not just 1 hour Sunday morning. That after that hour, you get this box and you put worship in it and you put your Bible in it. And you put all your concerns for Sunday morning in it, and then you put it at the side, and then it's okay, and then you just go live your life. It was coming more and more apparent to us that this was not what church was all about. That situation would describe Nancy and myself over 10 years ago. Our faith journey was stalled, at a standstill. There has to be more. There has to be more paths. There has to be more options for us to discover who God is. Our search took us to different denominations, to different churches, and we weren't looking for some place to attend, but we were looking for some place to grow. I remember our first worship here at Trinity, and I'm walking outside with Nancy to our car, and I'm saying, Nancy, did you see all the guys there? Nancy, did you see all the families there? Nancy, you see all the kids running all around. Families were together. Things were happening here. And there was something tugging at us, and we needed to find out more. As we attended Trinity, slowly we're befriended by folks, some that I knew from working in the area and others not. What really helped me get started in my faith journey were the men 3-day retreats that we had here at Trinity. I had a chance to meet over 50 men during that weekend. I got to know them, and I got to hear some of their stories and how God was active in their situations. That was so different to me and my way of thinking. Another year, another man camp. This time, I felt like I was sitting on top of a fence, not knowing which way to jump. One way, I felt like, well, I'll just stay this way like I am. I'm kind of wishy-washy in my faith. I go to church, and that's okay. But then on the other side was this tugging. This tugging saying, there's more to church, Cliff. There's more. Which side are you going to go on? Which side are you going to go on? Two men at that man camp by the name of Jim Irwin, Bruce Wilson, kept talking to me, answer my questions, and challenge me. And most importantly, said they would guide me, but I had to decide, what side am I going to jump on? I have to admit, after that camp was over and coming to church, Jim and Bruce made a point to connect with me each Sunday to challenge me to continue searching. With those two men, I became involved in a life-to-life group, a three-year weekly time of study and discussion, and a time for us to all grow. It was during one of those sessions that I felt God tugging at me, and I actually got on my knees. The guy's hands were on my shoulders, and I accepted Christ as my Savior, and I strived to do His will. Well, I guess that's my story, so thank you very much. God said, not. Nancy and I started attending Sunday school sessions and other growth opportunities. We realized how important it is to keep God in the forefront of everything. He wants us to change the way we talk, the way we think, the way we act, and the way we treat others. We realized how very important prayer was for our growth, for our marriage, and in our concern for others. Going back some years now, our pastor Rick's time here at Trinity was, and one of his activities was involvement in GAC, which means God's Amazing Kids. He asked me if I would be willing to help the third to fifth grade youth at that time. A challenge in third to fifth grade, I think I could handle them. They're a little bit smaller than I am, so I think I could do that. In the next couple of years, I went from helping to actually co-teaching. And during those beginning years, I don't know about my spiritual growth at that time, but I do know about my gray hair growth. It was starting to come out. I'll get back to GAC a little bit later. A couple years after that, our previous youth pastor, Pastor Craig, was about to leave Trinity. And he challenged me with meeting with a group of senior high school young men to be a mentor, to lead lessons, to lead discussions. I really felt so unqualified and not very Bible smart, but his softly pushing and prodding helped me to accept. Well, I consider that time spent with those young men really special, with discussions, with questions, and with acceptance. I had seen these men grow both physically and spiritually. And so as I shared with them struggles we all face, we all fall, we all strike out, we just all fail, but life's not fair. God loves us anyway. That's the most important point that I strive to tell these young men. And during the ministry, there were a lot of those guys were in that group that graduated, and I still try to see them and talk to them any chance I get, but just kind of be a major cheerleader for them. Being with GAC, meeting with those young men, I did not in any way consider myself as a teacher or as a leader. But with God's guidance and help from Trinity members, I've grown so much in my faith. Nancy got involved in small groups, and I helped with work camps. Work camps. In North Carolina, our assignment was to clean out a house of an elderly veteran, and we worked all week at that. But the main thing that I remember from that was the heat, and the bugs and the bugs and the bugs. And there's some guys here going, yeah, yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. Amen. Amen. But it was a great time. It was a great time. I really, at that time, got to know the youth leaders, and they were able to share their faith journey, and I was able to share mine. Also, I got to know a lot of our young people. And boy, I can honestly say, what a great group. And I'm seeing a lot out there, and it's been a pleasure just getting to know you. Another year with a work camp that we went to New Jersey. We're a team of young men and women. We worked together in a house that had to be repaired, that we had to repair floors and walls that were severely damaged by water. I was concerned with young people because of working with power tools and things, but everybody came back with all their fingers and toes, so it was a really good week. That's how I look at that one. I was starting to find out that taking chances, when given an opportunity to say yes instead of finding ways to say no, God opens my eyes and lets me grow in so many different ways. This past summer, I went with 5 men to Flora, Mississippi, to a compound called FOA, Friends of Alcoholics. It's a place where men, by their own will or placed there by authorities, they go to try to break the addiction of alcohol. We went to work with the men at the compound doing, some of us did vehicle repair, some of us did construction, some of us did electrical work, or whatever we could help with. But our main emphasis there was to support them and let them know that we care about them and their struggles. Each morning after breakfast, we spent about an hour and a quarter in Bible study, and then we'd work that day. But at night, they either had worship activities, group sessions, some kind of structured gatherings. Talking with the men, getting to know them, listening to many heart-wrenching stories of their lives. Many men knew that this was going to be the only way they could break their addiction. I sincerely believe God spoke to many of us that week. My friend Matt Kump really has a heart for helping at FOA, and I co-teach with him GAC Wednesday nights, and he talked with me about FOA, and he challenged me to go with them. The only issue stopping me was me. Enough excuses. It was just time to go. When we think about a journey or a trip, we think of maybe the experiences we did or what we learned on that trip, and we think, okay, it's done. Like possibly you're in one grade in school, you go to the next grade, everything you've learned from that previous that time in school is over with, and done. You're just going to learn something else. But for Nancy and myself, our experiences just mean we're growing in our understanding of God's involvement in our lives. Man camp retreats, youth work camps, small groups, GAC nights were all chances to say yes or no for me, for opportunities. Did I think I was unprepared for them? Absolutely. But I had folks to help me. And I also had God. I believe God has been involved in my life for a long, long time. Through Vietnam, our marriage, our children, and my searching. I realized how much I'm loved and what a relationship God wants with me. I believe our congregation will see more people walking through our doors, looking, searching, as Nancy and I were. My hope and prayer is that we at Trinity can be a part of their lives as it has been a part of ours. Thank you.